Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were taught that nobody rightly rends their heart if they do not turn to the Lord with all their heart. Well, follow along with that thought today.
The Bible stands.
You see, our world is going to hell, and we think that we are all right, we're good Christians, because we're not doing that real evil thing. What we don't realize, our children and grandchildren see that it's not about a relationship with the Lord. It's more about our pleasure, our convenience, and what we want to do. It's not a commitment to Christ. I was talking to some people recently in our church, and the husband and wife made this statement to me. This church is our life. And I thought, praise the Lord. The local church serving Christ, the Lord ordained the local church to serve Christ. And so they made their time that they're not working their 8 hours during the wet day about God's work and God's service. All for Jesus. See, our hearts need rending. They need tearing, in other words. So we can allow those things that our heart needs to be washed out, but with the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:7-9 says this, but if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, in other words, with others who are walking in the light. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Then verse 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. If we are unwilling to admit that is the truth about us, then verse 10, in that same chapter says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1:10. My friend, not only does the blood save us by paying the ultimate penalty, but it also, when I sin, I ask for the cleansing of that blood for the temporary. It's kind of like at the Last Supper. Need not wash, but the feet. But also, I want to point out that no one rightly rends their heart if they do not turn to the Lord with all their heart. Let me repeat that, because I think that's missed today. No one rightly rends their heart if they do not turn to the Lord with all their heart. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. With the heart. For example, there may be a surgery that I can see and really believe, yes, I need it. But, so scared, I say no. No, even though I may need it, although it may seem like, well, you know what, you better get this surgery done. And the doctor says you need it. I said, well, I'm just going to pray about it. Well, no, praying's not going to do it now. You're going to have the surgery. And you see, I'm afraid to do it, even though I know I need it. You know you need to be saved. You know you need to, as a Christian, turn to the Lord with all your heart. Do it. You see, too often as Christians, we refuse to give up my will for His will. So we try doing religious things in the arm of the flesh instead of walking in the Spirit, in accordance to the Word of God, which is our daily guide, as well as our authority. I believe strongly in the American Constitution as being a constitutionalist, and it's how we should operate in this country. But my friend, many of you that are Christians that say you're constitutionalists are giving a greater emphasis to the Constitution than you are the Bible. You see, we don't like it when people say, I believe the Constitution's a living instrument and it changes with the culture. And we stand up against it because it's breaking principles that have eternal value. But why is it that we're allowing them to change our Bible, make a living instrument out of it so that it just changes and changes and changes? Realizing Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He doesn't change. I am the Lord, I change not, He said. His word, He's exalted above His name. Why change His word? And yet, so many are doing so today. What a shame in the day in which we live that this is happening among us. Turn to the Lord. Turn to Him with all your heart. If we turn and tear, we find that He is gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And, He said there, repenteth him of the evil. Verse 13. What a great verse. The thought behind the word gracious is by His righteousness, He must judge evil. He desires to extend grace and mercy, although we deserve judgment. No one goes to heaven by earning or deserving it. Every human in heaven is there by God's grace. Slow to anger speaks of His long suffering, yet has the idea of slow to, but has a point when the long suffering ends, and He must pour out the wrath of His holiness against rebellion and sin. The great kindness teaches that the great God who is holy must punish sin. Yet He is a God of love, wanting to show mercy. And so in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 and verse 19, that is why we see that repenteth not. The mission of wrong on our part is one thing. But when God repenteth, His repentance is not a remission of wrong, but a change of purpose. So He takes the full punishment of the judgment of sin and places it upon His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Then, with it all placed on Jesus, He carries out the judgment on Him, not us, when we turn to Him as Lord and Savior. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says of Jesus, He became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. 1 Peter 2:24 says, He bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins might live unto righteousness. He saved you to live unto righteousness. Titus 2:11-12 says that the salvation that we receive in Him teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, but to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So, my friend, what a verse this is. Let's read that again, verse 13 here of our text. And rend your heart and not your garment, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. In a book like this, it's good to have this verse here and part there a while. Whereas verses 1 through 11 showed us the conditions as they appear in the tribulation, verses 12 through 18 is directing us how we should act on this doctrinal teaching of his word and what it should evoke from us as we see his wrath in the day of the Lord. We saw here in verse 12, we need to turn to the Lord, and showed how the word repentance is a good word to describe what God is calling for his people who name his name to do. Then we saw, after the turning of verse 12, the next reaction among God's people is tearing. To do that, you must trust. A little one is 3 years old. He's standing on the porch. Daddy says, trust me. Jump. Daddy'll catch you. So the little one jumped and Daddy catches. Now the little one, the 3 year old, does not do an algebraic equation and say, now I weigh this much. He weighs that much. The height of this porch, with the force of the speed and the angle of descent when I jump, and the distance of the jump, will be this. And so Dad has this much percent of catching me. No. They just simply trust Daddy. Why? Well, that child knows Daddy loves her. Daddy loves him. And would not tell their own child if it was bad for them. So they do it. And then Daddy gives a piece of candy for trusting him. Oh, heaven is a wonderful place. And that's where we receive the candy, my friend. That's where it will come to us. Amen. Trials and heartache are often allowed for our God is a good God. And he's doing it for our good, to make us better, not bitter. Let us gather some final thoughts on this idea of tearing. It is essential to turn and tear in order to trust him completely.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.